a little voice memos from Nippon tripping around with the rail pass. Enjoy.
Talking to somebody on the phone. No?
Yeah.
It's like really like, don't want to disappoint them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you raised the curtains on purpose, did you?
So, day two. Today we went down to the breakfast at 9:30. We close at 9:30, and it was lovely rooftop view up to the skyscraper across the way, and made the plans for the day, and then we came back and we did a bit of this and that, finished up, went to a little cafe downstairs, I had matcha, and he did some things online as well, I did too, and in the later afternoon, after a bit of a siesta or whatever, chilling out, relaxing time in the lovely wooden box with all the lines of wood, it's all tiny compact but really really top class, everything's sliding doors, it's so cute, everything's good. And then we went over to the, I'm terrible at the names today, I don't know,
Shibuya.
I went to Shibuya.
Shibuya.
Shibuya, clearly, and cashed in the tokens to get the train passes, and that was cool because we went in the famous metro. And it wasn't as busy as we thought, but it's still a bit like worrying if you think you're going to face a massive crowd, but it was actually fine. And people are so orderly, it's unbelievable. Like, I've never seen so many corporate, polite people in my life, it's unreal. And then we tipped over around there a bit and we went to see the square with all the traffic lights, which is amazing, whatever it's called.
Shibuya Crossing.
Shibuya Crossing, Shibuya. Shibuya, right across the road. And then we went up to the top and looked down. It was awesome. And then we were in touch with June about going for dinner. And we went walking out the road direction Harajuku, is it?
Harajuku, yeah.
Harajuku. But that never materialised. It seems that it was for weird reasons. And then anyway, we went to meet June. We went to the area of that Harajuku. Quick look around. And then we went on the train over to her area, she recommended, which we can't remember. But I think the restaurant was called Chopsticks Cafe.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Floor and sit down on the floor. And then we kind of wandered around a bit, some weird shots. And then
we took the photos.
We got the photo, freaky photo. Like four, three of us behind a great devil or something, behind all these things. But good fun making the video. And then, or the print. And then came home. But we're pooped now after the onsen. So good night, y'all.
And then we had ice cream.
Exactly. And thanks for the any for the ice cream. Thanks to UV for getting the water, but yeah. And you got the water as well. Yeah. So
UV went to onsen, and before that we had the ice cream, a mango milk ice, Japanese ice cream that went down in a second.
So nice. So there you go. That's the 21 of December. Good night, Annie. Good night, UV.
Good night, UV.
Night, Annie. Eyes out, lot shutting down. Night, night. End of the day, Friday. So we're in Kyoto now, and it's the Friday the 28th of December. And let's see, what have we been doing since day two?
Oh my god.
What have we been doing in Tokyo?
Tuesday. Wait. So I think the thing is, I think that was day two, yeah. Shibuya was day two. Okay. Then day three, we took the metro. We had breakfast again upstairs. Yeah. Get there probably 9:29 as usual. And the latest possible. And, you know, then we still have a nice breakfast there. And with the nice, quite a nice view and good selection of food on the ninth floor. And then we left to Asakusa, and we went to a temple there.
Did we?
This outdoor. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, in the rain.
It was raining, yeah. We took out some money.
Walked around.
ATM, 7-Eleven. And then we walked out. We walked to this temple. We went to walk through a market. We didn't buy anything, but we kind of looked at the different stalls. And then we went to the...
Tacky.
It was a bit tacky, but we went to the temple. And we had a look there. And you bought a grapefruit juice. And you were happy about that. And then you were eating the grapefruit with me. And then you saw this skyscraper, or this needle.
The big tower.
Big tower. And then you said, oh, I want to go there. So we started walking towards this needle tower. And we walked there. On the way, we stopped in Tully's Coffee.
Tully's
by the river.
Uh-huh.
And you had a coffee.
Yeah.
And I had this nice mango yogurt thing.
Yeah.
And then there were all the other people were taking selfies, like really.
Unbelievable. Everyone around us doing the same selfies.
In that coffee place. Very.
Like to our left and to our right was a couple to our right, and they're a bit older and they're doing selfies.
Yeah.
And like 50 odd. And then on our left was two young ones and they're just doing their kind of selfies as well, updating the selfies.
Like really. Well prepared selfies with remote control for the phone.
Yeah. In the cafe.
Yeah, instead of watching the view from the of the river.
Real Japanese style.
So, but then we continued. We crossed the river.
Yeah.
And we got to the tower. We walked through that road with a lot of different, like churches or something. People came to talk to us.
Oh yeah, it was like Attack of the Zombies.
Attack of the Missionaries.
Everybody was stepping out trying to get us in for just a free coming out of the rain kind of session.
Yeah, for mass or whatever. But at least like two or three. Stop that. So then we got to the tower. But before the tower, we had lunch. That was a good lunch. Like a noodle, seafood noodle lunch.
Perfect,
calamari and shrimps, and yeah. And then we went up to the tower.
We went up. I met the Irish lady working there.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then we went up the tower, and it was 150 meters or something.
What was it? Okay.
I can't remember how high it
was. Then you could see also, like, there was this glass floor where you could see, like, downwards from there.
Oh, yeah. Actually, no, it's 350 meters.
Okay, 350, yeah.
But it went at a big rate of acceleration, the lift. And then up there, walking around and checking out the view. And the skyline of Tokyo was massive. It's so vast. It's just amazing. And then we came down because we wanted in a rush. We jumped into a taxi.
Yeah.
And we wanted to go to the
Hokusai Museum.
Hokusai Modern Art to see
Hokusai's exhibition.
The tsunami kind of guy.
Yeah, it was really good. And it's all a small little exhibition about his life. Big museum, a small exhibition.
Yeah.
About his life and his drawings and how he was. There was like also this thing where like a doll kind of him, a setup of his studio with his daughter, and it said that Hokusai, until he was like 90 or something, he kept on drawing.
He's a bit messy.
And then he was a little bit messy, like the visitors thought, oh, why is he, it's so messy, but he didn't care, he was just so focused on his paintings, drawings, and his daughter was like fully watching him.
Who's the wife?
I don't know.
And then...
Then we bought some... We left the museum. It closed. It was already like 5:30 or something.
Yeah,
then.
It was raining.
We got some fruit. Then we came back. But did we even... What did we eat?
I don't know. Ramen, probably.
I would like to know what we ate on that evening.
We'll come back to that, so...
We'll come back
what
to
what do
that.
We do the next day, then?
So the next day... Oh, I remember. That evening... Oh, yeah. Because that evening, we went for dinner. Oh, we went to that place, the champagne place, with the...
Oh, yeah.
With the gyozas.
Yeah.
And oh then we God. Had that.
Do you remember the lady who was totally blind drunk? Falling off. The place not even busy. There's about, there's a couple and they're okay. And then there's some other couple or two people on her left. And that's it. Apart from three other people, blind, though she's drunk, Kaiva. They were nearly falling off the chair. Like,
yeah.
Quite literally lost.
And the gyoza was really tasty. It was with black truffle. But they were small. So then we decided, okay, let's go eat somewhere else a bit more. And we went to this, like, fast food ramen place. And the couple who was also eating in the champagne gyoza, they were also there.
Yeah, and they're all going cheaper.
Yeah, all going cheaper and getting full. And then we were back to the hotel. And then Juno had gone to the party with her friends. So we went to the party.
Was that tonight? I went down to see the gig, Tobias guy. Yeah.
And how was that?
In the club called Contact on Shibuya. And that was cool because we passed Vince Watson's favourite ramen place. Sent him a few teas and pictures. So that was really cool. Really enjoyed that. Met a couple of June's buddies and that was fine. And then got the metro home. And then the next day.
The next morning.
I
went for breakfast.
Yeah. And I was knackered.
And then we decided to go together to the gardens. And it was the Emperor's birthday.
Oh, yeah. We decided to walk the... Is it Imperial Palace there or something?
It's the Imperial Palace and it's like the gardens.
Yeah, giant gardens.
We decided to walk and we walked, but the Eastern Gardens were closed.
Yeah.
It's the Emperor's birthday. And I think you could get into the palace, but there was like really 1 million people.
Yeah, and we walked. Unfortunately, we didn't realize. We thought we could walk around and go in, but we walked the full circumference of the thing. Not too far. It must only be 5 or 6K.
Yeah. It was okay because we saw it was like people go running that route. So we went for a walk.
Yeah.
We didn't go inside the Emperor Palace. Maybe Hubert goes on his last days. Who knows? But I haven't been there in the gardens. It's quite nice for sport. But anyways, then we went to... We decided to take the metro to Ometo Sando. And before we took the metro... I bought facial cream and then Hubert bought his first sushi takeaway.
Oh yeah, joke's on me because we were looking forward to the first sushi and turns out I bought my first sushi and the crappiest sushi of the crappiest for a snack. It started turning from like, oh let's just have a quick snack to, oh look there's sushi to, oh sure look I'll just buy a box, why buy a few pieces? And then what was really crappy about it was I'd walked past all the ones I was actually that gave me the idea to buy sushi. They were all amazing in amazing boxes and almost the same price, but I was so dumb I actually just picked up the ones near the till, and then only 10 seconds later I realised, hang on a minute, I just bought the sushi I've been admiring 20 metres away, but I bought the crappy version of it and I should have just bought the good stuff. And then I asked to cheer myself up. The lady said, where can I sit? And she said, oh, yeah, listen, yeah, you can sit over there. And I thought, okay, cool, at least we can sit down for 5 minutes and eat the sushi and then be on our merry way. But we go over and there's no seat. She says, don't worry, there's seats upstairs in the fifth floor. So keen not to lose any more time, we went on the metro and I just basically stuffed my face illegally because you're not allowed to eat on the metro. So I illegally stuffed my face going down the escalator. Like stuffed it in a way that is not enjoyed it. I just had to just hide it. I hid the food in my mouth as we went down the escalator, and that was how the sushi went. That was my first sushi experience in the land of sushi. So it was nice.
When we took the metro to Ometo Sando, we were looking for the second-hand shop, luxury second-hand shop. I wanted to buy some stuff, but we went there. I couldn't find anything. Nothing to buy. Nothing where I could waste my money.
Brownie points here, you be wise.
And I found one watch, which was a Vivienne Westwood, but the wrist was like, I don't know, 2 centimeters the radius, so didn't fit me. So then we went to this New York kind of New York Japanese place.
Hipster
coffee.
Exactly, hipster. central. It was a complete hipster joint. But clever.
But yeah, then we had a waffle there. And then, after that... Oh yeah, that was the evening we went to Kamakura. We went to Kamakura.
What's Kamakura?
That's where we went to the restaurant, the traditional restaurant. We took the train ride, 1 hour.
Oh my god, we went direct to Kamakura that day. The day I was dying.
Yeah,
oh my god, I wasn't dying that day as much as just like the jet lag and lack of sleep and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just when we went there, the cold, I don't know, there was cold in the bones. And we had a great time. We went,
it was a great time.
Arrived for dinner at 6, wasn't it? And that was fine. The traditional place. And there was an Italian guy. And there was a couple of Japanese and a lady did a book on the little place. We had dinner, sort of kitchen table, little fireplace, and it was nice. But it was 4 hours long, and I was actually dying with the tiredness.
Mm-hmm.
I was really worried, because you can't hide when you're sitting around a table.
I know.
And I just thought, my eyes are actually closing, because it was so cozy.
Yeah, I felt the same, and then I was so hungry. It was a great experience. I liked it. And the last time I liked it a lot as well. But it was like quite long. Oh, yeah. So I was a bit hungry and tired. And, you know, long. Hungry. Yeah, so it was like, oh, it could have been like 2 hours. I would have been fine with 2 hours.
Yeah.
But it was still nice because it was like social. You know, you get to speak with locals and, you know, like really.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
Cozy, but a bit more shorter and more food perhaps. Hmm?
Yeah. Especially when, you know. I felt like I'm permanently waiting for more food.
Yeah, me too.
Because there was always more food coming, but it would be like, oh, look, 6 Brussels sprouts between 8 people. Oh, no, you go on, you have one. I'll wait for this piece of tofu. And then 10 minutes later, like literally 20 minutes later, one little sausage of tofu comes out and chops up into 6 more pieces. Oh, look, tofu covered in honey or mustard. Mm. Happy days, and then we'd all be waiting under half an hour for some cup of green tea to wash it all down, and we're starving.
And then she was giving out the water, hot water.
Loads of hot water then, just, it was like sauna in your body with all the hot water.
But I think, so there was like she had a little like barbecue in the middle of this table,
uh-huh.
Like a very traditional way.
And
then we went back. I think we both collapsed and we slept pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
And then that was the 23rd. And then that was the Christmas Eve was the next day.
Yeah.
Such a lovely day. We slept well. We went for breakfast.
Christmas Eve.
I think we went to Christmas Eve also at 9:29.
Yeah, 9:29.
And then when did you go to onsen, by the way? I think there was a few onsen.
We went nearly all the time.
Yeah. But I don't remember exactly which ones, yeah. But then on Christmas Eve, so we also went on in the late Christmas Eve, we went for onsen. But anyways, in the morning, we woke up, we had the breakfast, and then we got ready for Kabuki in the National Theater. We were at
work. Oh, that was
awesome.
Awesome, yeah. So Kabuki is the traditional dance. Yeah. Or no, traditional masked theater, yeah. Up to 4 hours, and it was 4 hours. At least for 4 hours, including 2 half-hour breaks, and it was absolutely brilliant. Partly because it was so cozy, you could just sort of relax, and we knew the story, so it was easy to follow. So it was brilliant. I thoroughly enjoyed that. That was my favorite thing, I think.
Mine too. One of the favorite, definitely.
It was amazing.
And how did what did the boy say?
Aye.
So that was good, and the main actor was
Saw someone that looked like that today on the bike.
Yeah.
Do you know when we came out to 7-Eleven and we're getting on the train to go to the bamboo Ayashima or something? A lady went passing on the cycle on the path, but had exactly that big jowls, big face, like the Kabuki.
Sorry.
So that was Christmas Eve, that was awesome.
And then we went to, so we had dinner, and your friend June came along. We had dinner in this like Tosso. It was like somewhere like a southern island in Japan. That kind of food. And then there was this crazy music.
Oh, yeah, just beside the hotel next door.
Just next door, yeah.
Horrible. What? Horrible music.
Yeah, the music was like this festival, this disco.
It was just the same two songs on a loop the whole time, doing our heads in.
And so we had that dinner, and then we went to get your SIM card, and then we went for Christmas Eve karaoke.
Yeah, and then we done Christmas Eve bus, and we started sort of Instagram live and calling everyone. Then it started having a good time, having a laugh.
And the next day we went to, we had the breakfast quite early, 8:15, and then we took the train to the Toyama, and from there we changed to Takayama.
Oh, that's right, Christmas Day we went travelling.
Yeah, we left already.
So Christmas lunch was a bento box on the train,
yeah,
on the high speed train.
Yeah.
Which was like amazing, because it was my dream come true. Christmas lunch on the
Shinkansen.
And we went only the two, it was only 2 hours, but it was total delight. 2 hours up to Tokuyama.
Yeah.
Absolute delight. And then we change onto the rickety train.
Yeah.
And that kind of chug us along somewhere, didn't it?
We stayed 1 hour in Takayama, getting to know that.
Yeah,
stage.
We had a quick look around the old town of Takayama. But where did that train go to from there?
It went first to Toyama. Yeah. And then there we took a train to Takayama. And then we took a bus from Takayama to Hirayu.
Yeah, first it was where?
First to Toyama.
Toyama.
Then from Toyama, smaller train to Takayama.
Ah, okay.
And then we took the bus.
Ah, then we took the bus up the alpine kind of mountains up to Hirayu. Oh, Hirayu Onsen, which is the hot springs. And that was cool because it was a proper Rakuyan.
And a nice
traditional style place.
Nice sunny weather when we went there. So
yeah,
then
up the hills.
We didn't do much that evening. We had the Christmas Day dinner, which was traditional dinner in the host.
Oh, yes.
Ryakan
banquet. But they don't celebrate Christmas dinner, so it was a normal day.
But it was like for us, it was like a special
traditional day.
And special kind of traditional dinner.
Yeah, and then that was it then. Did we have a quite early night?
Nine p.m.
Why are you laughing now?
Because you're so tired.
It's a great way to go to sleep.
Sorry, I don't know. We still have to explain. 5 more days.
It's great. This is great. Never mind the Kyoto Towers. Let's just talk stories about all the exciting things we've done.
I was more detailed then, because when you explained the first day, I was just like, when Shibuya, and then we came back.
When you start going into the detail, it's like, oh wow, okay, let's just focus on the sheep.
And then we went.
This is great. I'm going to do this every night, going to bed.
Christmas. Boxing Day, we spent the whole, we had breakfast, traditional breakfast.
And Stephen's Day, yeah.
And then we had, it's like, what do we do? We went for the Hirayu Onsen.
Oh, yeah, which is the onsen being the hot springs.
Yeah.
And it's so gorgeous, the hot bath. Hot bath. Hot bath. The hot springs. I'm trying to make it sound cool. The hot bath. So, hot springs, pools, and in this wooden house, like a farmhouse, and because it's all coming up out of the ground, the smell of sulfur and all. But then you go outside. It's sort of like a Japanese looking farmhouse, you know, and but it has outside pools. So you can go outside and it was snowing, but you can still sit in the hot pools. So that's quite nice.
We've had first our private one for 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we took a private one just so we could be together because the actual one is split by gender, which is a bummer because you can't hang out. But you can hang out with the guys. Girls, I suppose, can hang out as well. And then we did that I remember you were having a great time because I came out first, so that was nice because I was more worried that Annie wouldn't be didn't know, like, you know.
And in between we had the lunch, by the way.
We had a nice...
I had ramen and you had the beef thing.
Nice ramen lunch. And then this rest floor area, which is just like... It's like a weird little Japanese restaurant, a big room with no chairs, so just a couple of tables, like you could dine. And then you just lie on the floor and go to sleep. Like me.
And then that day we had two naps. We had one just after breakfast.
Yeah.
But then the cleaner came and threw us out.
I've never napped so much in my whole bloody life.
The ryokan, we had another nap. At the onsen restroom. And then I speed up. Then you got the massage on the machine, and I got the massage for my feet.
And he treated me to a machine on the chair. But those armchair massage, I can still feel it. Like, it was like proper. It was like a slow motion bread mixer.
Was it brutal?
On your back.
Brutal. And then we had dinner in, like, ramen again. We had that in the restaurant nearby the... Our Hiratakan hotel.
Oh, that with the less friendly guy.
Yeah, he was so friendly, but maybe he just didn't speak English.
Yeah, it was fine. Didn't bother us. We were hanging around.
And then we come to yesterday already.
Okay.
We fell asleep twice at 9 p.m. in the...
Which is a miracle.
In this town.
I fell asleep at 9 p.m. Couldn't fall asleep at 10 p.m. tonight.
Yeah.
Sure, real. Good miracle. It's good luck.
And then we came to yesterday. And yes, so we woke up. We had another nice breakfast in the hotel, in the ryokan. Quite special to have been there, you know?
Yeah, so, up in the village, that snowy village. And it was about zero, so it's snowy. Like, it's like a ski resort. Actually, it is a ski resort, because they had ski lifts and everything just, like, 200 meters away, didn't they?
We were supposed to come to Kyoto, but we decided, which was a really good decision, was we went for this ropeway.
Yeah, so there's this famous ropeway about 30 kilometers away, and it's the other direction. And we had ambition to go, but we need a sunny day.
Yeah.
And then
Annie
had the brainwave to go on the ropeway, which was a great idea. Like, so we decided to hell with it, let's go for it. So we ditched the original bus, and then we went on.
Then you can tell the rest of the day.
No, we'll stay and tell me the rest of the day. So then what else do we do?
It's the train here.
Wait there now, don't go away.
The train to Kyoto.
Nearly finished, stick with it a sec.
First to Nagoya, and then we took a train separate from Nagoya to
Kyoto. So we were meant to get the train, the bus at 10:30 down.
At like 2.
And so instead we took the 10:40 the other direction over to the ropeway up the big sky lift, and then we took it down. We were happy, like, bonus material
there. We walked in the snow, we took some pictures. We had a nice chocolate croissant.
Yeah, minus 9 Celsius up there.
Went up to 2000 meters,
3185.
No, actually, no,
3150.
Actually, the yeah, no, it was 2000. Where we stopped.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Okay, well, never mind that. So then we came down and we took the bus over to back down to Tokiyama, and then we stay there now. And then we got the train to Kyoto, and then is this why you were trying to skip off to the toilet? So no, and then we had this Shinkansen gate when we were on such. We had a 7-minute turnaround. Hang on there, wait there. And then absolute nightmare for a moment when, you know, a nightmare moment when the door closed. Don't go off. And the door closed when Annie just kind of stepped forward, and it was just like bad luck on her side. And the next thing, the train pulled off. And I was like, nightmare. But luckily, there was a train just a couple of minutes after, which was 4 minutes later. And then we were able to catch up with each other in Kyoto. And then we caught up. But for a moment, I thought, Annie's gone on the train and all on her own. But all's well that ends well. And then we arrived in here, Kyoto, last night, and it was a bit late, so we were a bit knackered after day travelling and all the excitement. And we had a few ideas originally to go checking out town, but it was late enough and getting into the hotel and we were knackered. So in the end, we just stayed in, didn't we?
Yeah, we took the taxi and we stayed in this Airbnb. Quite nice.
It's actually a nice hotel.
Yeah,
a nice hotel. And then we stayed. This morning we went up to the temple. We booked our last part of the hotel.
Oh, we had first the breakfast at the bakery.
We went to the bakery and ate loads of French stuff, Japanese style. And then we went to the temple theater, I was going to say. The Kinkachu-ji. And went walking around the bamboo forest. And it was a bit snowy, so it was a bit chilly. And then we took the train back.
And lunch in between.
And most exciting thing in the whole day then was we went to the supermarket. And we spent €40 on buying some stuff. Because we actually have a little kitchen here. So we were buzzing. The actual supermarket was unbelievable. I'd love to go back to the supermarket.
Well, that's actually a great way to get to know the
locals,
you know?
Yeah, the bento boxes. And
you get to see the habits.
Oh my God, the array of supermarket stuff. They put the super in supermarket, I tell you. And then we came back and he made a nice little light snack dinner. And it was nice. And we played around with the heater. And thrills and spills. We even put on a wash here, because you can have one, wash your things. That's the racky here. And that's it. Come here, Annie. And we're excited about the next day, which is tomorrow. We might go to Nara. And we might go to, where are we going to go? To Nara and then beyond. Thrills. So Annie's just at Nagoya Airport. I'm sitting in the restaurant in Nagoya Airport, looking down on the Finnair flight parked down below. So it's a cool airport on an island, big huge rooftop deck to look down on the world from. So it's really cool. So I'm going to send this to Annie now so she can hear the whole thing. All right, love. Have a safe flight. Talk to you on the other side.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.